Good morning. This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. This is a hearing for Mr. James Hallman, H-A-L-L-M-A-N, ADC number 045320. Mr. Hallman has waived his hearing. He has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And he waived his appearance, and one of the things that he said when he waived his appearance that quote from him, that he does not care, don't care, end of quote. So just for information, based upon information that I've gleaned, Mr. Hallman is currently serving a one sentence, and that is for murder, first degree, and the sentence began date was October 27, 1981, and he became parole eligible October 27, 2006. Based upon information that I have gleaned, he also had another sentence that was running concurrent because it has already expired, and that was for sexual assault, attempt to commit, and that was a 7-year sentence, but it has expired at this time. I would point out the fact that we do have a progress report from Mr. Hallman, and it does show, it's very short, but it shows that he completed his GED back on March 9, 1988, and he does not wish to participate in the preparation of this report, and is waiving his appearance, and that he has no disciplines, violations since March 9, 2002. So apparently he's probably been in PC, and that's probably one reason that we don't have any disciplines. He's probably been out of the system since then. He has been scheduled to appear before this board at least 5 times, and each time he has waived his appearance or refused to appear, and or he did not show in the past. The crime itself that was committed, the defendant, as I've stated before, was committed for murder and sexual assault, which was life imprisonment. And the crime itself that took place was that he was, at the time, I believe he was 18 years of age, and he was resided with, became the victim, who owned a business, a landscaping business, and the victim was 33 years of age, and the victim was kind of like a father, kind of had a father-son relationship. However, beginning in August of 1981, it was alleged that Mr. Hallman had begun to molest the victim's girlfriend while she was asleep, and apparently this took place twice. And the victim, as a result of that, the victim and a friend of the victim went to the defendant and beat him up. And then the next night, the defendant and the female, the girlfriend, they walked home from a bar. And later that night, he molested the female. And that morning, for whatever reason, the defendant took a gun and shot the victim once in the head. And later that same morning, he was apprehended and arrested by the police. And he went through, his case was appealed, and at the end of the day, the court did not reverse the findings that had taken place. We do have some certificates that he had. We have, as I've indicated and already stated, we have his progress report, which we have reviewed. We have letters from the Department of Corrections, as well as his Ames report and Superior Court finding back on January 24th, 1983. And with he had no prior felonies at the time, and this was the information that I gleaned. He waived his appearance because he just don't care. But, however, I do not believe that he should be. I believe that he should be denied 412A, 411, or home arrest, but I am prepared to listen to any further discussion by board members at this time. There will be no further discussion, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion would be to deny that was 412A, 411, or home arrest to Mr. James D. Hallman, H-A-L-L-M-A-N, ADC number 045320, and that is my motion to deny.
Second.
Okay, we'll do a second, so who's it first? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say, Ms. Rittenhouse, that you second, and may I say the Honorable Mr. Johnson agreed.
Agreed.
The Honorable Mr. Neal agreed, although he was seconded also, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis agreed, and he does not qualify for a set-off and relief type for the now is 412A, 411, home arrest, and the reasons for the now that I have gleaned in going through the record, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, I'm going to say multi-victims because he, in addition to committing murder, he did assault the female that was living there in the residence. We do not show any release plan. He does not need one, but I'm going just because he just does not wish to participate. That's the only reason that I'm going to check that one. In terms of being present today, there is no community or family support in the room today. And we can't say that he's had poor demeanor because he's not done anything, but a lack of programming, lack of especially a recent programming because he just has not been, for whatever reason, involved in the programs. Is there anything else that any board member wishes to include for reasons for the now? Hearing nothing else, this will end the hearing for Mr. James D. Hallman, ADC number 045320. And his hearing is over. Thank you so very much.